is time for Wayne's 4x2. Look, do you want something to watch, but you aren't sure where to start? Well, 2SER's entertainment wizard, Wayne Massingham, is back, and he's got you covered with his review of all the latest and greatest in film and music. It's Wayne's 4x2. 4 minutes, 2 minutes each. Wayne, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good to be here, Jack. How are you going?
Good, good. Really to just kind of jump into some recommendations.
Sure.
What have you got for
us? Yeah, well, hopefully some good ones today. I'll start off with a TV show I really enjoyed. It's called Tokyo Vice. This is a HBO Max production, but locally it's available on Paramount Plus. 8 episodes in total. And this is based on the 2009 memoir, I guess you could say, by Jake Edelstein. Edelstein was a bit of a history maker. He was the first non-Japanese journalist to actually get a job at a major Japanese paper. So basically, watching the show, it's a very rigorous selection process. And as you expect in Japan, very orderly. Like you actually go through a massive amount of tests and everything else. And he managed to get in there. And while he was working on that paper, he got to work alongside Tokyo Vice Squad. And this is what this show illustrates. So it's basically a deep dive into not only the world of journalism in Tokyo, but more importantly, the world of vice and crime and the Yakuza. So the series sort of documents, I guess, two battling Yakuza clans. And, yeah, it's really gripping TV, very stylish. Ansel Elgort, American actor, plays Jake, and I think he does a really good job and seemingly speaks incredibly good Japanese. So he's learnt that very well. And the great Ken Watanabe plays one of the detectives in the Vice Squad. So I really, really enjoyed this. I like anything sort of about Japan. I went there years ago and would love to go back. So this is just a really interesting show about the journalism world and also the crime world in Tokyo. So yeah, I'd definitely check this one out.
Oh, I think I might, Wayne, because I'm actually going to Japan next year for a bachelor party.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
it's going to be my... to go for a bachelor party.
Yeah, it's going to be my first time going to Japan ever, so I might have to brush up on Tokyo Vice. Get ready.
Yeah, yeah, and have a look. I mean, hopefully don't run into the Yakuza, but
Give me some lessons to avoid the baby.
Yeah, but I went there long, long time ago briefly, so I've always wanted to go back, and my wife's the same, so... we would love to go to Japan at some point in the future.
I'll send you a postcard.
That'd be good, yeah.
What's your second recommendation, Wayne?
Okay, well, here's a film. I didn't get to the cinema last week. There was Black Panther everywhere. So I watched a really good film at home. I dodged the Black Panther onslaught. And I watched a film called Causeway. And this is just recently available on Apple TV. And it's a really, really beautiful drama. I guess the opposite of the MCU universe. It's just a very quietly made film. A lot happens in the film, but it's just beautifully written and acted. And it stars Jennifer Lawrence as a US Army vet who had some major traumatic brain injury in Afghanistan. And she returns to the US basically to get her right physically and mentally. And she returns to her home of New Orleans and basically just trying to piece her life back together. And there she meets a man played by Brian Tyree Henry of Atlanta fame and many other things, an absolute wonderful actor. And he's also has some trauma as well from a car accident that sort of has left him a little bit broken. So it's sort of a friendship. It's about overcoming trauma. It's about trying to about recovery, and it's just a beautifully quiet film, but it's lovely acting, really well written, and Jennifer Lawrence and Brian Tyree Henry are both wonderful. So, and it's only about a 90-minute film, so if you just want to sit back and watch some great acting, I'd recommend Causeway.
Well, brilliant. Yeah, I love a good 90-minute film, an hour and 30 minutes. That's great. That's just great to squeeze in between work and all the rest.
Yeah, definitely.
What's your
third? And again, another city, another New Orleans, another great city. So not just shows the touristy parts, but it does give you a bit of a feel for the city as well.
Yeah, it looks kind of got a little bit of everything. What's the third recommendation, Wayne?
Okay, well, I'll go here with a show that I do like, but I guess maybe this isn't a loved one, but I'm going to recommend checking it out if you haven't seen it, and that's Westworld. This is a, yes. I guess, dystopian sci-fi drama, HBO production on Foxtel. But it's one, I guess, I've struggled a little bit in the later seasons. I remember the first season. Now, if you don't know the story, it's based on the classic 1973 film. And it's all about Westworld, which is like a futuristic theme park where the hosts in the theme park are all androids, and people, very rich people, come to, I guess, play, you know, the Western, and they can't be hurt, but they can shoot out, they can gamble, they can do everything they like. But in the in this TV show, I guess it explores the idea of, you know, AI and androids can actually have, are built so much like humans, can they have their own thoughts and feelings? So that's the major theme. So the first season was a huge success for HBO, and I really enjoyed it. And the makers went on and made three more seasons. The fourth one just finished, so you've got a total of 36 episodes in total. I really enjoyed the production values. Like, it's really great to watch. It's incredibly interesting ideas, I guess, about AI. And the acting is really great. A lot of really, really acclaimed actors in the show, like Ed Harris, for example. The only thing that sort of held me back is I just got terribly confused by what was happening.
Yeah.
It sort of goes into so many angles and so many, I guess, ideas that it does get a little bit confusing. And they were planning to make a fifth season, but unfortunately HBO just recently shelved that idea, so there's no more Westworld. But I think it's worth a dive if you haven't seen it, getting into it, if you really like that sort of sci-fi drama.
I would jump on and say absolutely, Wayne. I mean, the first season of Westworld I've seen, and I've seen all of it, but the first season of Westworld is just perfect television. So good.
Yeah. The first one, yeah, it is really great.
It's fantastic.
I found I was able to keep up with it.
Yes.
After that, I've sort of struggled to understand some of what's going on.
Yeah, a little bit confusing with your timelines and all that, but I would say at least the first season is worth a watch.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the first season's dynamite. And I think the other following three seasons are worth seeing, but it does get a bit convoluted at times. And I was like, I don't know what's going on anymore.
Put your thinking caps on.
Yeah, yeah. But that's all on Foxtel if you want to dive into the world of Westworld.
Brilliant. Well, Wayne, what's the very last recommendation for today?
Okay, well, as we move into November, new releases in music are sort of drying up, so I'm picking up some albums that maybe got overlooked or I haven't mentioned. And today, it's Nothing Special by Will Sheff. And this actually is a special album. If you don't know Will Sheff, he's been the acclaimed singer, songwriter, band leader of the great Ockerville River, who made some of my favourite albums in the last 20 years. But probably like a lot of bands, as they get into that veteran stage, they probably lose a bit of the spark, a bit of that magic that they had originally. They were still making good albums, but maybe the last couple were not to the heights of albums like Black Sheep Boy and their earlier albums. So Will, basically, the band isn't officially finished, but he's come out and made a solo album. And it's actually with a band, with some different band members. So, but it just sounds a lot fresher. It feels like it's invigorated him a bit. It's a very easy album. It's very unforced, but it's really, really special. And if you've sort of been Ockerville River fan, I definitely think you'd like this. He's got that beautiful, human voice. It's very easy to connect to. And he's one of the great lyricists of our times, a real poet, is Will Sheff. So, this has a lot of the features of the Ockerville River, but I think it's just doing with new musicians and putting under his own name has really, I think, invigorated him. And this is a beautiful album, only 8 songs, but really, really enjoyed it. So that's Nothing Special by Will Sheff.
Oh, brilliant. And I believe that's the song that we're going out on today. Is that correct, Wayne?
Yeah, yeah. So Nothing Special, the title track. Now, when I was doing some research on this song, I found out, I didn't know this, but the long-term drummer of Ockerville River, Travis Nelson, who was in the band for about 7 years in the early stages, died 2 years ago. And I wasn't aware of this, so it's very sad because Nelson was not just a fantastic drummer, but seemingly, you know, a really great human being. And this song is dedicated to him, and it's about him, and it's really, really beautiful. Chef sort of sings in that high register on this, and it's just a gentle, beautiful song. And after I found out it's in memory of his great friend and bandmate, makes it even more. So again, nothing special, but this song is special.
Oh, brilliant. Well, Wayne, thank you so much for another 4x2. We're excited to hear what you got for us next week.
Yeah, sounds good, Jack. Thanks a lot.
See ya. That was Wayne's 4x2. To hear more reviews from Wayne, just search Wayne on the 2SER website.